What's going on? Why are you here today?
Well, I'm here today because the occupation of Iraq is going on, even though people have sort of, like a lot of people have kind of dropped the whole war thing from their personal radar, as has the mainstream media, but obviously things are still going on. And also, like, I really appreciate that today is against occupation, not just of Iraq, but also Afghanistan, also Palestine. I've even heard a few speakers mention occupation in the United States, which I think is good, but no one's expanded on that as much as I would wish.
Well, tell me a little bit about what do you mean by that?
Well, I've heard some people make parallels between the occupation of Palestine and the occupation of the United States. We're just about, 450 years further along, but they're both situations. Europeans came to a place, basically said there's no one here, and even if they are, they're not using the land properly, so we'll take it over and do what we need to or want to do with it. I mean, it's not a direct parallel, but there's some similarities. And I think a lot of times Americans, even activist Americans, kind of forget that we're on stolen land, so it's good to remember that.
What does that mean? I've had a conversation about that topic recently, and what does that mean in reality, like in practical terms? I hear a lot about solidarity. What does that mean? Like, a lot of people will hear that and just feel guilty or feel bad. Like, or maybe not, or else just be like, it's 500 years have passed, so what can we do? What do you think? I mean, there's no magical solution, but how should people, hopefully, how can people take that in and process it?
I guess part of the first thing is for people to become more aware that it's not like all the Native Americans are gone or anything.
Right.
If you read there seems to be this perspective that we did this really bad thing, taking over the United States, killing off all the Native Americans. It really sucks. Period. The end. When actually there's still people living in really nasty conditions, both urban Native Americans and also on reservations. And so, like, that's something that could be redressed. And it seems like it could be the least we could do.
For sure.
So that's one part. And then also just having a consciousness that this country that even people on the left talk about, peace is patriotic, and get into this whole thing about, we're the real patriots because we're opposed to war, when patriotism is kind of loyalty to this country that was built on racism and slavery and genocide and stolen land. And so being conscious of that, and it would be pretty awesome if the discourse of the left kind of moved into that consciousness and stopped trying to take over terminology from the right wing that's not very useful and say, well, we're the real patriots. When I know it's a bit early for it, but it would be great to see a day where people on the left could say, no, we're not patriots. Where people had that courage and people had enough of a comprehension of what that meant. Say, no, we're not patriots. We don't stand in solidarity with racism and slavery and white supremacy.
What is solidarity as a concept? Like, what does it mean? What does it do? Like, for example, people often see signs in solidarity with the people of Palestine, solidarity with people of Afghanistan, all over the world, and people who face probably harsher conditions than a lot of us in the United States here do. So what does it mean? How does it help?
Well, I'm kind of aware of two different understandings of the concept of solidarity. One is sort of in line with the industrial workers of the world, injury to one is an injury to all kind of concept, which is also similar to the no one is free while anyone is oppressed concept. And then the other thing is the concept of solidarity that was really popular in, say, the 60s and 70s, white radicals being in solidarity with like black nationalists and other people of color. And that's kind of a concept of being supportive, being part of the struggle, but taking like a less visible role and sort of like acknowledging and respecting the leadership of oppressed peoples. So that's, so I don't know, when people say solidarity with people in Palestine, they could mean either of those, and I think either one is useful.
Well, on another tip, you're here with the baby block.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I'm a mom. I have a 11-month-old, and Day is also here. He's about 2 years old, and sorry.
No problem.
And we've tried a few times, like in the pre-war marches, we tried to come together and have a contingent a couple different times, and it's really hard to do. It's hard to stick together in the midst of all the craziness of a huge march and stuff. And so This time around, we're trying these flags with the diaper pin on them to have some visibility. But we decided to do it rather late, so I don't know how many of us there will be. But when the attack on Iraq started, I didn't go out in the streets because it would have been like me and my baby, maybe my partner, and that wouldn't have felt very safe. But I have this idea of being able to go out with, you know, like 5 or 6 families, you know, 5 or 6 kids, maybe 10 or 15 adults, like parents and allies. And then we could be in the streets and we could be there with our children as parents and be somewhat safe, you know, and have other people to catch each other's back. Because, A, you can't trust the cops to respect your kids' safety. And unfortunately, by and large, you can't really expect the other people in the march to respect your kids' safety. Like, just errors of omission, mainly. Yeah. But
how has being a mother, you know, how has it changed your perspective on activism, and or just on the work? Actually, not just activism in general, but the work that you do. Because I don't know you, but I know of you, sort of. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
How does it? Tell me a little bit about.
Well, I mean, one very direct effect is I have less time for, you know, organizing and activism. I also work outside of the home, so like between work and parenting, there's not a lot of time. But I also have a lot more motivation. You know, I'm like continually pissed off at thinking about the stuff that she's gonna have to deal with and the, like, what's gonna fall on her as the next generation in this country. Like, a lot of responsibility that she shouldn't have to have. And you know, and also just, I mean, a lot of like the personal as political stuff has gotten a lot more important, because I would really like her to not grow up with as much baggage around gender, around race, around, you know, patriarchy. Get her more, I don't know, just trying to think about how to live in a way that models really good things for her, not just like the personal stuff, but also modeling for her that being actively engaged in trying to make the world a better place is a good way to live. And also being really cautious at the same time. I've encountered people whose parents were, you know, really crazy for that shit and were not good parents. And so being a good parent's kind of first, but I think all of those other things are, like, the way I approach it, are part of being a good parent, but definitely not, like, neglecting her in order to do organizing and activism.
My mother always told me that the thing that she did, her activism was, like, raising me and my sisters, kind of, you know, like, that's, do you think, can parenting, in a way, be seen as, like, a type of activism? I mean,
well, depending on how you do it, right. sure, but I don't think it's enough.
Right.
I mean, just like, you know, recycling's not enough. Like, I mean, there's, like, the way that I personally interpret that personal as political concept is that, like, that you have to be living your personal life as much in line with how you want to live after the revolution as possible, and you have to be working towards moving society into a better place.
Yeah. Excellent. On the last note, I see that you're wearing a T-shirt. Just talk to me a little about the soccer team T-shirt.
Okay, well, I'm a fan of Kronstadt Football Club, which is an anarchist soccer team, who've been in a tournament with a communist soccer team called Left Wing. And they've played 2 games so far, and it's been really fun. They're very fun to watch, anyway. It's fun to watch my comrades running up and down the field, and like, yeah, these are the people I want to have my back. Like, if they can run for an hour like that, both sides, both the communists and the anarchists, because it's the small c communists for the most part.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Excellent. Take care.